Webster defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps, a Kansas City institution for a quarter century. Stump the Chumps. And here they are, Soren Petro, Pete Enoch, Todd Lebo, and Curtis Siebold.
Hour number two of the program begins right now with Todd Lebo deciding to now put on his headset.
Hello? Is this on?
Did you find the right one?
It sounds like it.
You sound low. Is he low to me?
You going to put some bass in my voice? How about that?
I'd hate to do a level check during the top of the hour break.
We're doing tech stuff here. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we are not.
We are.
We are not. We're not finishing it.
We're doing it. We're doing it.
It's always a work in progress, isn't it? I mean, are we ever at the finish line?
Don't worry about our tech. Just come to Henhouse.
Yeah, just come in and take advantage of the best, you know, beef anywhere around. Certified Hereford beef.
Right back
steaks,
there.
All kinds of steak specials.
They're right there.
Do you like steak, Todd?
I love it.
You like the steak?
I do.
You're a fan of the steak?
Love it.
Okay.
I love it. And I would love to buy that 20% ground beef.
80%.
80-20.
80% lean.
I would rather have the 80-20.
We talked about it yesterday.
I'd rather have
perfect for burgers.
I get told no.
You got to get the leaner.
Oh,
they have that back there, too.
I know. They got that.
There's a great special right now, though. This is perfect
special
burger.
Special occasion, 80-20 for me.
It was perfect.
Maybe my wife's out of town.
I'm trying to imagine what 20% lean would be.
That would be.
Well marbled.
More than marbled.
Yeah. It's marble.
It has one inch trim.
The marble would be the beef.
Yes. Yeah,
that would be the beef.
Flip the script.
We welcome Todd Lebo here at Hen House. We welcome Peter Yates Enoch back at the studio. Time for a little Stump the Chumps, brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen, the finest Cajun food anywhere around. You're going to get it at Jazz. One restaurant, three locations to get that great Cajun food. In Independence, it's I-70 and 291. In the Midtown area, it's 39th and State Line. And, of course, out in KCK at the Legends, it's Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Get that great Cajun food at any one of those three locations. They're playing live music tonight. You know how I know? Because the doors are open. Great live music, great people, great service, and, of course, the best Cajun food anywhere around. That's what you get at Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. See them online at jazzkitchen.com. Peter, how are you, my friend?
Seren, I'm doing just fine. And you guys?
Living the dream, my friend. Living the dream.
Very good. Right, yes. It's not a nightmare. That's great.
No.
That is good stuff, man.
Yeah, not to this point. We will say no. All right, Pete, do you like the Carlos Dunlop signing, by the way, real quick?
Yeah, I thought it does add some nice depth to the team without being too cliches. But 8.5 sacks last year, if he can get 6 or 7, hey, that's a big boost.
Yeah, I agreed. And I think it's exactly what they needed. And
yeah, they wouldn't have done this in the old days. So be thankful that you're they wouldn't have done this.
I think in the old days they'd ended up signing him like 3 for $36 million or something. You know, they'd have been like, what does it take to get it done right now?
They would call Deacon Jones and ask him to come out of retirement. At 95,
Talk about the real old days.
Here's what we know. They've got some money laying around under the cap, right? And they went and spent it.
Yeah.
And they also restructured Travis Kelce because why not give him some of the money he's going to maybe get later, make him happy? You know, everyone's happy. I like this week so far for the Chiefs on that front.
Sure. Yeah, I do too.
Very few teams have a guy who just, you know, wreaks havoc, one guy. Almost every team gets their sack totals from a variety of guys. So if he gets 6, 7, 8, that's going to be a great improvement on their pass rush.
Yeah, I agree.
How old is he, 30?
He's 30
33.
Plus.
Yeah. He's 33.
Well, I don't know. He played pretty well last year. So
they didn't sign him to a 12-year deal.
You know, there have been guys that played in their mid-30s before that were pretty good sack guys. So they're pretty good pressure guys. So let's hope he's one of those.
Chiefs didn't put very many people on the ground last year.
Let's hope he's Fred Dean.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Remember Fred Dean for the 49ers?
Didn't Freeney play pretty well into his mid-30s?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did,
as a matter of fact.
Yeah. So, you know, 125 sacks, I think.
Personal friend of yours.
Something like that.
We're very close after our bonding experience.
There you go.
Experience there at Tahoe. Yes.
Just think all those guys, you know, John Mackey, big fullback from
Larry
Miami,
Zonka.
Larry Zonka.
Larry
think
Zonka.
All those guys, Gerhard Schwedes. James
too.
Brown.
McNabb, McNabb and I are very close. Yeah,
you know, Syracuse
absolutely.
Does have a pretty good roster of X's.
We've done our share.
National championship, 1959. Not bad.
Yeah, thank you, Pete. I appreciate it.
Syracuse did put out some good athletes.
From time to time, we made our mark. We made our mark.
Well,
all right,
it's an academic school, let's face it.
I wouldn't go that far. Now you're just being ridiculous, Pete. You know,
it's pretty good. It's not a bad. I mean, it ain't a bad school though. I mean, I'm coming to your rescue there. Syracuse is a pretty good academic school.
We like I said, we have our moments.
It's the best in the Northeast, I think.
Do you think?
There's just no other schools up there that have anything.
A couple of Ivies, Syracuse, and MIT. That's it.
Okay. I'll take that. Sure. Yeah. That works for me. All right, gentlemen, are we ready?
Yes.
Yep.
By the way, I was told by Todd Lebo that he, quote, unquote, loves his questions.
At least one of them.
Loves his questions.
I got a special question just for Pete.
No, Todd, don't please. I mean, and Saran, I know, what have you got, a buffet again?
Well, I'm looking here. I'm actually running behind today. Stunning that would be the case. No, I don't have a buffet.
Todd, do you have a series buffet?
I have buffet. I got points. I'm passing points out today.
All right, well, let's get started.
Everybody wins.
You know my love of the quarterback position and my love of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We're all familiar with that. Mm-hmm. So here's what I'd like to know. There have been four. We've got 4 points up for grabs. And this is, I'm gonna classify conferences as the conference that they're going to end up in. If somebody has agreed to move, they're in that conference.
Okay?
They've agreed to move. So give me an example, Todd.
Houston.
Is a Big 12 school.
Right.
Okay? That's what
UCLA
we're talking
about. UCLA is a Big 10 school.
Is a Big 10 school.
Okay.
Okay? Just for the sake of making it easy. So where they've gone. So USC, UCLA, Big 10, Texas, OU, SEC, so on and so forth. Okay?
Central Florida.
Yeah,
a Big
where they
school.
Are now if they're not moving or where they're going to be if they are moving.
All right.
Okay? I want you to name the four Big 12 Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
Oh, my gosh.
Lebo.
Todd.
Steve Young.
Steve Young
Lebo.
Is one.
Oh. Jim McMahon.
Jim McMahon, bang.
And then. I'll go.
The Big 12 Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. Big 12 Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. I thought this was going to be Curtis dunking. By the way,
yeah, and
I'm just going to say,
know where the leagues are right now.
I'm just going to say, you got the, you just you
oh,
grab the
two,
you grab the crafty ones. Curtis.
Jeff Ostetler,
West Virginia. Well done.
Two left, huh?
And I went with
Lebo, Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, dude!
God.
Seriously?
Oh my God!
You've got to be kidding me!
At least he didn't have to start the clock.
Oh my God!
Gee, mate, Chris.
You probably knew this was going to happen because we always forget.
I did
Texas
not.
Tech.
But as soon as he went to BYU, I was like, USOB. I didn't think he'd get the BYU guys. I thought maybe eventually Hostetler. But when he got the BYU guys, I'm like, wait a minute. He is so far in the weeds.
That's I just gotta look.
And then when you got Hostetler, like, oh, my God, they're way out there. They're in Houston and Cincinnati.
David Klinglerville.
Is that all of them?
I'm so happy.
There's one more, isn't there?
Who?
Was that all four?
No, I thought you had. He's got three.
Okay. No, we're four.
I got both BYU guys.
Jim McMahon and Steve Young.
Oh, McMahon, okay.
Yeah. He fired him off one after the other.
I had one I had last week.
I'll be damned.
If you add, by the way, if you add losers, Mahomes is the only Big 12 quarterback to ever lose a Super Bowl.
Lose one. Ah.
There's no others. Oh, wow. I was stunned. Yeah, when I put this chart together, I was like, oh, my Lord, is this right?
For future reference. Is Troy Aikman a Big Ten or an SEC quarterback?
So I decided I have him noted as both, but which, by the way, I need to check that Aikman. I may have called him Big 12. I put both down, but then I scored them as wherever they finished.
Right.
So yeah. Vince Ferragamo
was Nebraska and where
Cal.
Else?
Cal.
Yeah.
Right? So, but I have him scored as Nebraska because that's where he finished.
Right.
But Aikman, I have listed as Big Ten.
Yeah.
No, but I have the losers as well.
Yeah.
Losers. Oh, and he lost one, so I have the losers as well. All right, Curtis, what do you got?
All right, Royals and Yankees tonight at the stadium. There are six players who have played at least 200 games for both the Royals and Yankees.
Enoch.
Pete.
Lou Piniella.
Lou Piniella.
Yep. Good job, Pete. That's where I was going. Damn.
Lebo. Chuck Knobloch?
Nope.
Petro.
Sorry.
Steve Balboni?
Steve Balboni.
God, didn't know that one. Jesus.
Two played, so unlikely to be pitchers,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'll give you a hint. They're all position players.
Yeah, okay. Because that, Mike, I don't think Cone would have. That's like, what is that? 7 years?
There were two pitchers who pitched at least 150 games for both teams. That was Farr and Gordon, but not 200. So you got four left.
Okay, four left.
God.
Petro. Was Melky Cabrera here more than 1 year?
Close. He's 200. No, I said 200, right? I said 250. Yeah. 250. Yeah. Melky Cabrera. So there is one more. I forgot.
Okay.
I had initially had 250, and so we'll expand it to 200. And Melky Cabrera is in there, so you got that one.
Okay.
There's still four left.
Still four left.
Dudes, man. I just feel like an idiot.
I do.
Patrick Mahomes?
Nope. Close. Very close.
Man.
Very close, but not quite.
God, Knobloch was a good guess, Todd.
Didn't get it, though.
Boy, you're going to have to, I think.
Give us a hint.
Yeah, we need a hint.
Okay, let's see. Two of them played here at the same time. They were here about 4 years together. What is
the, I don't like your hints.
Two of them shared the outfield, played in the outfield at the same time.
Lebo.
Todd.
Dan Tartable.
Danny Tartable. But that wasn't off
that
of that guess,
though.
No.
Yeah.
You've got three guys left. One guy you probably will take a lot of hints to get.
John Damon?
Johnny Damon.
Oh, God. How did I not get that one? Carlos Beltran?
Carlos Beltran.
Oh, that's a good one.
The last one, I don't know if anyone is going to get. Let me see if I can find you a hint for this guy. He went for the Royals, also played for the Rangers, Yankees, Pirates, White Sox.
Who was it?
No more points.
No points.
Don Slott.
Sluggo. Sluggo was here for 200 games?
250,
yeah,
214 for the Yankees.
By the way, how about Denny Thum?
Denny Thum just
said hello.
Oh, this wow.
Star-studded cast here.
I see Thums all the time.
Yeah.
I run into them all the time. Great people, by the way. Great family.
All right, ready for the smorgasbord?
All right,
step
ready.
Step up here, okay?
Here we go.
We heard from Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo today after practice. Besides his current job with the Chiefs, or any GA or intern jobs he's had, I want you to name
real
one
jobs.
Of the dozen places he's worked for in college or pro.
Petro.
Enoch.
Yep. Giants.
Giants.
Petro. Saints.
Yep. Saints.
Petro. Rams.
Rams.
Did you give this one to him, Todd?
No.
I guess
I'm getting
easy
nothing off of this one.
I dinged out the easy. I grabbed the easy ones first.
No idea. Mine. No idea.
God, where? Oh, I've looked at that so many times.
One of them is super easy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, the Chiefs? Are you counting the Chiefs?
No,
or you saying
can't
other
get the Chiefs.
Super easy that I'm forgetting?
Yeah.
Saints, Rams, Giants. What am I missing?
You guys want a hint?
Yeah.
He might have had a connection with the guy he works for now.
Petro Eagles.
Okay.
Oh,
that's right.
That's right.
Now it gets really in the weeds now.
Okay. The colleges. I can't remember the colleges.
Just start throwing out things.
Phoenix.
All right, Petro, Syracuse.
Nope.
What did you say, Pete?
UConn.
Nope. No, Utah.
No, he said UConn.
He said UConn.
UConn, yes.
Pete said UConn. Yes. That one. Okay.
Pete's
there you
on
go.
Board.
All right, I'm going to give you another hint.
All Northeastern.
They're all Northeastern. I'm going to give you another hint. Some of them aren't even in America.
Oh, CFL. Oh. Or NFL Europe.
Ah!
He did an NFL Europe stint.
Huh?
Petro Galaxy. Yep.
Frankfurt Galaxy. Oh, there you go.
Such a, such a grenade toss.
Wow, half-court shot at the buzzer.
All right, I'm just going to empty the clip on my guesses because I've already got a bunch of them. Penn State.
Nope.
And Boston College.
Nope.
Okay,
mostly smaller schools back east. And there is another Europe.
Amherst.
Amherst isn't a bad guess, but no.
I was thinking that too.
Vermont.
Nope. There's another Europe one. There's your, my last hint.
Rainfire.
No. Are we struck out? You have one more, Pete?
All right. Pete has one more.
Clue. No
you don't have it? Okay.
Lafayette.
Oh, wow.
Barcelona Dragons.
Okay.
Maine.
Maine.
Rutgers. Bowling Green. And he also spent a little time with the Ravens. As a specialist.
Oh, that's right. He was. Damn, I should have got that. That one I should have got. That was a great question.
I was excited about that question.
That was a great question. I love that one.
Yeah, you would.
I love that one.
You fired off three of them.
Pete, your question's coming up next.
Yeah,
Pete, your question's next.
Okay. I'm sticking to my one here.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Who was the first NBA player to average 30 points for a season in a game?
First 30-point guy in the NBA.
Had to be before Will.
30 points.
Petro. Mikan?
Nope.
Is it Bob Pettit? He's not before Wilt, is he?
Curtis.
Petro. Oh, go ahead, Curtis.
Oscar Robertson?
Nope.
Nope.
Petro. Tom Gola?
Nope.
All right, we're
first
ready for
guy.
A
Wait a minute. Is it
Curtis?
Go ahead.
Wilt?
No.
Not Wilt.
Yeah, it's good to get that out of the way.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Glad you burnt one of yours.
Where's our hint, Pete?
Petro. Shays?
No.
I got only one strike. I'm not guessing until I get a hint.
Okay. He was a caretaker.
A caretaker?
A great caretaker.
I have no idea.
One of the great caretakers in NBA history of his fellow
men. Is Pete on? Is the right mic turned on for Pete, or is he just sounding
Mic, the mic's just kind of funky, I think. I think Mike's
put Pete on three.
Funky if only we had a guy running it with headphones on and could hear.
Here, let's try it. Let's try number three. Let's swap that out and go to number three and see if three's better.
This is Todd's usual right here.
There we go. Okay, I think it's better.
Is that all right?
Much better.
I have no idea on this answer.
Why would a radio station have mics at work?
Curtis. Bob Pettit.
No.
That's already been guessed.
He gets two strikes for that.
I should have.
Great caretaker of his fellow man. His fellow ball player.
Caretaker.
I'm going to strike out.
I'm out.
A Heinsohn.
No.
He's after Wilt anyway. Okay, I'm out.
I'm out.
He played for the Royals.
We're out.
And, we don't have
I'm out too.
You're out. Jack Twyman.
Jack Twyman.
Twyman was caretaker for Maurice Stokes. Took care of him. Stokes had his big stroke. Jack Twyman became his legal guardian and took care of him the rest of his life.
He was the first.
Wow. Yeah. Jack Twyman.
So it turns out he's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. He's a hell of a nice guy. Yeah.
Don't look for me to help anybody.
Well, there you go.
I ain't doing it.
All right. Here we go. We're going to stick with the same category, right? Same rules. But now I want I'm going to give you more guesses, more options because you gave them. Winning or losing Pac-12 quarterbacks.
Winning.
Super Bowl winning or losing.
Or losing.
Started in the Super Bowl as a Pac-12 quarterback.
Lebo.
Okay.
Will Vince Ferragamo work here?
No, it's the last school.
It's the last school.
He's Big Ten.
Oh, that's right.
So I clarified that. That doesn't count as a strike.
Yep.
Okay. That doesn't count. Who'd you say, Pete?
Lebo.
Enoch.
Who'd you say?
Billy Kilmer?
Billy Kilmer is – did I leave him off?
He lost to the Redskins, didn't he?
He never played in
the
Super Bowl.
No, he played in the Super Bowl and lost. But where'd he go to school, Pete?
UCLA. He's in the Big Ten.
Yeah. That's right.
I got Lebo here.
He got Mark us on Rippen. That one. I was thinking the same thing.
Mark Rippon.
Mark Rippon is correct.
Okay.
How many are there, Seren?
There are five winners and four losers
Curtis.
Without duplications.
Yes, Cordell Stewart.
Did not start.
Oh, that's right.
I'm
terrible.
People
today.
Need to wake up here.
I'm terrible today.
God, just stink.
You need to wake up.
No, I'm not even asleep. That's what's worse. I'm not even asleep.
Five winners. Curtis.
These are just winners?
Or losers.
Or losers.
Joe Capp.
Joe Capp has won, yes. Yeah. I'm telling you, you guys are doing the exact same thing you did on the Big 12.
I know.
There are some obvious ones that people are screaming at their radio.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, good God.
Well, no.
Oh, Enoch.
Give me the clock. Get the clock going. Yep. Go ahead, Pete.
No, damn it. I was going to say Pat
Jim
Hayden.
Plunkett.
No.
Jim Plunkett, yes.
Oh, cram it.
Todd gets that.
Yeah.
Curtis, John Elway.
John Elway, you morons.
Holy
yes.
Hell. Holy hell, that was so bad. Curtis. Nope.
Curtis.
Nope. Nah, I'll say it. Jay Plummer.
No, Pat Hayden did not start. Is that it? Listen to this. No, you the clock. That was it.
Yeah, we're done.
You guys are pathetic.
Come on.
You are absolutely pathetic.
Quite.
I get it that you didn't get Chris Chandler. You didn't remember Chris Chandler being from Washington.
Right.
I'll even excuse you, but not Pete, for not getting Craig Morton,
led
two different franchises into the Super Bowl. Okay? I will not excuse that. You're all idiots for not getting Drew Bledsoe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
You're even dumber for not getting Nick Foles.
Yeah.
From Arizona, and you are just absolutely brain dead for not remembering Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. Well, he doesn't go to the Super Bowl, really. It's been so long.
It's been so long.
It's so top of mind, though.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Curtis, bring it.
With the Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame this past weekend, 8 players were inducted with 98% or more of the ballots.
Enoch.
Pete.
Patrick. Tom Seaver.
Tom Seaver.
Lebo.
Petro
was in first.
I was in first. Brett.
George Brett.
And I believe, wasn't Nolan Ryan too?
Nolan Ryan. 5 left.
5 left.
Lebo, it's got to be freaking Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
4 more.
Someone watch that show.
Oh, they're all, well,
they're all recent.
He said, Petro. He said Nolan Ryan.
Petro. He said Ryan. Trent.
Yeah. Mariano Rivera.
Mariano Rivera, 100%.
I'll try. Highest ever.
3
I'll
more.
I'll try Lebo. Junior, Ken Griffey Jr.?
Ken Griffey Jr., 99.3. He's third. Yeah. 2 more.
This thing's rigged.
2 more. Hang on. Petro, Mike Schmidt.
Nope.
No?
96.5.
Now, Lebo, did Robin Yount get it too?
I don't think so.
Was one of them real old? Ty Cobb?
Pete got it. Ty Cobb. 1 more.
Oh, God. Is there still 1 more?
1 more.
Petro, Greg Maddux?
Nope.
Lebo, Willie Mays.
Nope.
Oh, that's good.
Amazing.
Petro, Joe DiMaggio.
Nope.
Enoch. Try Babe Ruth.
Not Babe Ruth.
Okay.
I'll wait for a hint since they're all struck out.
Not Babe Ruth.
Not Babe Ruth.
Bit of a flaw in the
is it? Yeah,
voting.
No kidding. Mays. Aaron Mays and Ruth. I will leave you with there. Wasn't there Aaron? Not 98%.
Just wait your turn, guys.
All right, there's one left. I will say he is still with us. Let's see.
Oh, I think I know who it is, and I'm out.
Played his entire career for one team.
Yep.
Lebo, Cal Ripken Jr.
Cal Ripken Jr.
Yeah.
Rivera, Jeter, Griffey, Seaver, Ryan, Ripken, Cobb, Brett.
Okay.
Wow.
Pete, listen up.
Bite
your
me.
Question. Alrighty.
At least I got 4 today.
Yeah.
Listen,
more than
I'm
I do.
Pete, this is your question. Besides the obvious answer of Bill Snyder, I want you to name me the rest of the top 10 coaches in K-State history in wins.
Oh, God. Okay. Enoch, Vince Gibson.
Yep.
God.
Petro Dickey.
Jim Dickey, yep.
Oh, God, he had 3.
probably Doug, put him in top 10.
Doug Weaver had 6. Let's see here. How about Bus Merdes?
Say again?
Bus Merdes?
Nope.
What's the one guy...
come on, Pete.
No. I'm just thinking here.
This is your business. This is your school.
One of many.
You guys want a hint? I'll give you a hint for 1.
We're going to need 1.
All right. They used to play basketball over there in a building named after him.
Oh, Mike Ahern. Enoch.
There you go.
Oh,
that's
good
the
Pete.
Number 2 winningest coach in K-State history.
Holy smokes.
With how many wins?
Who's the guy that – he's
11?
A Syracuse grad.
Oh,
what
yeah.
A Syracuse grad.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
his name?
Oh, God.
Schwett, not Schwartzwalder.
Not Schwartzwalder.
Pappy Waldorf?
No, he didn't. He didn't make the top 10 if he was there. Maybe.
How many Pappy Waldorf? Did he have? Pappy Waldorf was a hell of a coach.
All right, I'll give you another hint. One of them still works there today.
So,
Curtis.
Still works. Yes.
Chris Kleiman.
Yes.
Oh my
wow.
God.
Oh, Lord God Almighty.
And then I'll give you one more hint, and then we're done with this.
Pappy Waldorf did have 1 year at K-State, but
yeah,
I guess his 1934 season was not enough.
Yeah, then he went to Stanford, didn't he?
He won the Big Six.
Yeah, he was good. He was a hell of a coach.
I've never heard of most of these guys' names, but there's one more on here that's recent history.
Oh, then I'm
what's his name?
Curtis.
Yes.
Ron Prince.
Oh, God. I'm so mad.
He's tied for 10th on the list with 17.
17.
That's
such a fun question.
Phenomenal.
I told you I like my questions. I wanted more out of you, Pete, though.
Pete should have done better than
that.
I'm not only asleep, I'm dead.
You almost
Charlie Bachman, Bo McMillan, Zora Clevenger, Wesley Fry, and Guy Lohman.
Damn.
Oh, the Wesley Fry years.
You got nothing out of me there.
The Wesley Fry years were memorable.
That was awesome. Yeah. Loved it.
All right, Pete.
What do you got, Pete?
This is easy. I'm just giving this one.
Which means we have no chance.
There's only one athlete who played 24 seasons before getting a championship ring. Who is it?
One athlete of any kind? Ray Bourque.
Nope.
24 seasons before winning a ring. Uh-huh. So he had no championships, and then he won it after 24 years.
Right.
Team sports?
Yep.
Major, like Big Four here?
Mm-hmm.
I know. Blanda?
Nope.
Ooh, that's where I was going next. Damn.
Well, Blanda paid for the Bears when they won it.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Give us a hint. What sport?
Give you a hint.
I'm the only one to try. I've tried two good ones.
Let's just say in the last couple of weeks, you know damn good and well who he is.
Last couple of weeks?
Yep.
He won it in the last couple of weeks?
So it must have died or something the last couple of weeks.
He's been in the news the last couple of weeks.
24 years.
Been in the news.
And won a championship. He's been in the news the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody die recently?
Nope, didn't die.
Tony Dow.
He's still alive and well. Tony Dow.
Tony Dow?
Leave
it to Beaver. He lived on my street when I was a kid.
He died.
Yeah, he lived in Prairie Village.
Yeah. Used to go to Stanley to drink.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
What sport, Pete?
Baseball.
24 years.
Oh, it's similar to Lebo. Buck O'Neill.
Yeah, Buck O'Neill's not bad. Central Page. I don't know.
Who was it?
He was a Hall of Famer. Jim Cott.
Oh,
man. Finally won it in 1982. He won us after 24 years.
Wow.
What's he most known for?
Being my pick for the Hall of Fame 30 years ago.
No.
Mark Boerichter's uncle or
Mark
something?
Mark Boerichter's uncle.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's Mark Boerichter's uncle.
Yeah, they were up there when they honored him.
Oh, okay. Well, he's a hell of a pitcher, man.
A look at the standings. Last place, Curtis, 500. Third place, Pete, 600. And then Lebo and I are tied at 1,100. That's what I have, Todd. Is that what you have?
I got messed up.
Okay.
I believe it.
I'm glad one of us is an adult
here
at the table.
I'm trying to write him down.
We will have final chumps in the category of?
Big 12 football.
Oh.
Current, future,
you gotta,
past?
Yeah,
I don't
right.
know.
You got to roll it all, Todd. This is your category. Big 12 football. It's our Stump the Chumps brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana Kitchen. If you've got a final Chumps question, send it to Adam at 810WHB.com. That's Adam at 810WHB.com. If we use your question, you're going to eat at Jazz on Us. Great Cajun food. You're going to get it one place. One place only. Three locations. Jazz, a Louisiana Kitchen. Find them online right now at jazzkitchen.com. Find us here at Hen House. Also find great specials like the filet mignon, just $18.99 a pound. Come on down and check it out. If you love seafood, they got a great selection of seafood as well. The wild sockeye salmon filets are only $14.99 a pound. It's all here at your neighborhood Hen House. All right, time for final chumps here as we're live at Hen House. Great spot for you to come stock up for the weekend. You know, the Harry's Brewery, it's where I get my Corona premieres. You can get them back there. Always great specials on the national and craft beers. And, of course, the Butcher Block, it's the spot for getting your steaks on. If you want to grill some steaks this weekend, fresh T-bone steaks. I'm talking about certified Hereford beef, USDA choice, certified Hereford beef. The only place you get it, Hen House, $9.99 a pound. For the T-bones, porterhouse is $10.99, and filet mignon, $18.99. Whatever your steak is, it's just waiting for you right here. The freshest kind of meats right here at your neighborhood Hen House. Come get it today. You can find the location closest to you at henhouse.com. Final chumps category, Big 12 football. I got to write down my wager.
You better bet it all.
I'm going for it all. Are you betting it all?
Betting it all.
Okay, good. All right. You know where we are. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right, here we go in the category of Big 12 football from Benjamin, including all of the past, present, and future members of the Big 12. Which university can boast having the oldest college football team?
Is it still got to be in like effect?
The longest running team?
Like, yeah, define oldest. Like they had it first? Maybe they don't
still
play?
No, they're the oldest and still active.
Mm. Okay.
Wow.
Huh. It's just
okay.
I'll give you a little more time since we had to do some clarifications.
No, that's okay. We should be good.
Everybody ready?
Ready?
Yep.
All right, Curtis.
I said Iowa State.
Why?
I have no idea. Just to say Iowa State. Would any other school be a better guess for someone who has no idea?
I think Texas and Oklahoma because they're so successful. You'd be like, oh, I probably thought they were first. You know, I could go there. I think I can come up with a kind of a crafty reason for just about any of them. I just was curious what your thinking was.
Actual thinking was it's maybe northern and closer to
maybe early schools were
closer to where things began. I don't know. It's just kind of a weird idea.
They all began in Iowa.
Yes.
I'm going to lose my 1,100 points. So.
All right, Pete.
I'm going to lose my whatever it is. I'm going to go with Oklahoma. Dave, $1.
Pete, you're still ahead of me.
I'm going to win this.
Pete's going to win this damn thing.
Yes, he is.
How much did you risk, Curtis?
All of it. I put all of it on there.
Okay, so Curtis, Pete's going to win this thing. Okay, Todd.
I just put Houston just because it would be something
I thought. I thought about that, too.
It's like Kansas, I'll bet you.
You went 1,100, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so it comes down to whether or not I got this right. I went Cincinnati. I figured, okay, go back, kind of like Curtis's thoughts, go back towards closer where things were happening, and Ohio was pretty well established fairly early on.
The only reason I think it's Kansas now is because some Jayhawks.
I do, too. I think Kansas is absolutely going to be the answer. But I went Cincinnati.
Sir, and I'm sorry. I don't think your heart can handle it.
Oh!
Beginning,
I already crossed it out. Well, that was wrong.
Beginning in 1885, the University of Cincinnati started playing football.
Nice work,
Pete. Isn't it great to finish with a positive score? Like, I mean, don't you just feel like a better man when you finish with a positive score?
Second place, Pete.
Zero.
I'm protesting.
Couple of zeros, like. Todd,
Cincinnati, I just can't. I know Oklahoma was 1895, right, Todd?
I think it's about right. So my
first inclination was
school was 1890.
Well, my first inclination was when it was past, present, and future.
Right. It was.
Oh my God! I thought it was like Washington and St. Louis.
Washington, St. Louis.
They were
original
the original.
And Grinnell,
Missouri
was
Valley,
too.
That became the Big Six.
Right. Grinnell was too.
That's why I was like, okay, are they playing? Because I probably would have guessed Washington.
I was going to go oldest football team, and I would say it was any BYU team because they have a bunch of 26-year-olds who went on missions. But I thought they didn't know that, so I wasn't going to go.
Oklahoma had some guys that were long in the tooth, too.
The Wikipedia page for Cincinnati Bearcats football said their first season was 1885.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oklahoma wasn't a school till like
1890. Of course, they were rookies compared to Yale and all the Ivies.
Yeah.
Who started in 17-something.
I am the happiest guy
ever. That's good guess. That was a hell of a guess, Seren.
And that's what it was. Do you know how many Hail Marys did I get today?
That was
good,
though,
Frankfurt Galaxy?
Yes. Hail Mary. You deserve
Hail Mary
this
there. That's what got me
Cincy was a damn good answer.
Cincinnati was a complete Hail Mary.
You're doing a good job.
Thanks. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate that.
That was good.
Let's take a break. Great Cajun food from Jazz. You can get it right now. Go to jazzkitchen.com. Of course, don't forget they cater as well. Live music and the best Cajun food in town. That's what you get at Jazz. We're live at Hen House. We'll come back. We'll go around
the world?
Around the world?
Yeah.
Or is it just like around the neighborhood?
Wherever Adam wants to go.
Around the
wherever
block,
Adam wants
man.
To go.
Been a lot of world things.
We'll see. We'll see where Adam
goes.
Haven't
been local.
Haven't been very local. We'll see where we go this time around the world with Adam. Coming up next here in the program.
One of the questions I asked yesterday, I was asking people, because
All right, the Jazz into the hour answer. Albert Pujols, the oldest player ever to homer at Rogers Center in Toronto. Who's the oldest player to homer at Kauffman Stadium?
Ooh, oldest player ever to homer at Kauffman Stadium.
I said Killebrew.
Nope. 43 years, 244 days in 1991.
John Franco.
He's also the second oldest player to homer in Kauffman Stadium.
Dave Winfield?
Nope.
91.
Oh, he did it in 91? Yeah, well, Winfield's a good guess.
For the White Sox? Nope.
Oh, he did it for the White Sox?
Manny Minoso.
Julio Franco?
Nope. He is the first, second, and fourth oldest.
Fat and he did it for the White Sox?
Yep. August 27th, 1991.
Harold Baines?
Carlton Fisk.
Carlton Fisk.
There yeah, there you go, Pete. Good job.
Yeah, too bad I don't get no. It's funny. Yeah. Can we go back? Can I get that on my score tonight?
The five oldest are Fisk, Yastrzemski, Fisk, and Hal McRae.
Really?
I was thinking about Yastrzemski, but he was definitely done before 91. He was like 79 or 80 or something.
Well, Fisk has got the most after age, what, 40?
Something like that, yeah.
All right, let's go around the world with Adam. Todd Lebo and I are at a part of the world called
Hen House. Have they got any lamb chops out there, Saran? I'm coming out there.
Yes, come on out.
I'm going to be out there in 20 minutes because I got to have lamb chops, and they're the best. They're the best.
I will tell you, I love the grapes, and I love when they have them out here sweet as candy. Try me.
You just try.
There's somebody who might walk by there three or four times while he's here doing the show and try the grapes. I love them.
I'm coming.
Absolutely fantastic. That's kind of teasing me right now.
I'll see you in a minute.
Yeah, come on out. We'll see you here in a little bit.
Got to have lamb chops tonight. Got to have them.
All right, where are we starting, Adam?
All right, Saran, by the way, if you want to bring me by some sweet corn to go with my BLT sandwich, I wouldn't hate you for it.
Okay.
We're going to start in Switzerland. The European Organization for Nuclear Research wants you to know they are not working to open up portals to hell despite some Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram claims.
Oh. It's not what I heard.
Well, that's just what
not what my
say.
Uncle sent me in an email.
Oh, my Lord. This was necessary?
This was from the USA Today. In spite of reports from various viral posts from TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook claiming that the physics lab is trying to summon the underworld, various fact checkers have confirmed that no such work has been undertaken yet, anyway.
Good to know.
America, you had a nice
run. Not closing the door on it, though.
Good try. What they do there is they basically have a big-ass particle accelerator, which splits atoms, that sort of thing.
It's actually called big-ass particle.
Yeah, it's called the big-ass. It's a European term, the big-ass particle accelerator.
If anybody's wondering, you had me at nuclear.
Yeah. At least he didn't say nuclear.
I was done.
Hell. Switzerland, actually.
So basically somebody's been watching the show Stranger Things. And they've decided that this is the what is that place called? The lab, whatever it is in that show. This is what this pretty much sounds like.
Yeah.
Or if somebody just on a lark goes, oh, I'm going to try this. Let's see how many people pick up on it. And then it goes viral because there are a lot of stupid people on the planet.
How many people get tricked on Facebook by insane posts with pictures of minions on it?
Almost all
there's
of them.
There's just a picture of a minion going like, Wayfair's trying to sell your kids.
Oh, my God. Well,
we got to stop that.
We're going to move on now to New Jersey.
It didn't get any better then if we're moving to New Jersey. I can tell you that right now.
Spent
quite a bit of time there in Jersey.
This involves a bit of the afterlife. A family in New Jersey is suing a funeral home for $50 million. The lawsuit alleges that while the funeral home did indeed put on a funeral for the family's deceased mother, They did not have the correct body in the casket.
Whoops.
Uh-oh. Oh. Is that a thing?
How'd they know?
Well, the deceased
spit it
person.
Out.
Sorry, good call. I'm just so choked up by the story. It's hard for me to speak. The deceased woman did have adult children, and when one of those adult children pointed out, "This ain't my mom," the employee at the funeral parlor just said, "You can't appreciate the difference in appearance after death, and that the difference in appearance was the result of the embalming." Process.
Well, who was the goose
so this
they
was
had
an
in
open
there?
And the guy goes, "Yeah, but
saw.
This is a dude."
Oh. I can't confirm if they had a
with a beard.
If they had a woman in there, this
mother, and he's Asian. What
mother
is happening
did not
here?
Have a beard.
How about that? No. It's just the embalming process. Yes. They look very different. Trust
me. The court's going to call that a dead issue.
Trust me, Margaret McGillicuddy was not an Asian man.
Yeah,
I think you guys messed this up.
I think something is not right here.
I love the stones to be like, no, it's all good.
You don't know.
You just don't know how the embalming process works.
Just to talk down at people. Can you imagine somebody comes up to you while you're there, sir, and I heard you cuss on the air. No, it just, you didn't hear that.
No, the processing. The processing
the AM,
that goes out.
The
yeah.
AM versus FM, it's a whole thing. You just don't understand.
For the rest of my life, any misunderstanding of something I've done, I'm just going to say, you don't understand the impact of the embalming process.
Saran, what's that guy going to win? What are they going to win, like $20?
Off that deal?
I
don't know.
They're hoping to settle.
Yeah, I'm sure. Right. How much? By the way, I no longer feel that bad. All my screw-ups, I just blame on the computer. Yeah. Not once have I just condescendingly said, "You guys just don't understand how these things work."
It's got to be the embalming process, though, no matter what the topic is.
So next time
you cut me off in traffic, dude, you don't understand the impacts of the embalming process.
Next time,
just drive away.
Next time, I don't fire to brake on time. It's just you guys not understanding the embalming process.
It's the radio prospect.
No, it's not us. It's you.
An equally pleasant place, Moscow. The annual
there's a shot at Jersey, huh? Wow.
Yeah, the annual Moscow Chess Open. What'd you say?
He said Moscow. That was the better joke.
Yeah,
that was the better joke. Todd goes or Moscow.
Yeah, that's a good point. The annual Moscow Chess Open tournament featured, as it has many years, a chess playing robot to compete against all these various chess prodigies. Unfortunately, it broke the finger of a 7-year-old competitor this year.
I saw this one.
Oh, my God.
He got a little handsy.
Shut up.
He apparently tried to move too quick.
The robot was trying to make a move. The kid moved too quick. The robot confused the child's finger for a chess piece, grabbed it. Apparently has a hell of a grip because it busted it.
Yeah. Boy, the child's got a tender finger.
This might be.
Wow.
Video of that.
Thumb to King Bishop 3.
This might. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That'll teach you to be handsy.
I think probably the greatest part of this whole story, and maybe one of the most Russian things ever, the president of the Federation said about it, "Of course, this is bad." That was his quote.
That was Moscow, Idaho.
That's all he had to say. Of course, this is bad.
Of course, this is bad.
Russians have a way with words, don't they? They hit you right with it. Right.
And then he turned and walked away.
Yeah exactly. We're going to finish in Salisbury, North Carolina, where a woman seeking revenge, former teammate of Tim Grunhardt, may want to pay attention to this one. A woman seeking revenge on her ex-boyfriend tried setting his house on fire. Unfortunately, she set fire to the wrong house.
Mistake.
Yeah, well,
honest mistake.
There's only difference in embalming.
The homeowner smelled some burning, looked out, and saw a bunch of kindling and a bucket of oil.
First of all, before I keep laughing, was anybody hurt in this thing?
No. I will never, for anybody listening and for you guys, to be clear, never, except for the dead lady who didn't get put in the right casket, I will never.
She's already dead.
I'll never have a story in which anybody hurt. And he must have caught it quick, the homeowner, because it's estimated it's a crummy house, estimated she caused about $20,000 worth of damage.
Ryzen said, "That's my house."
Yeah.
Oh.
Did she start in the bathtub with the shoes is my question.
Sister Soul said, "I did it." Lisa left eye.
You just got to get those details right before you go burn
left
it out.
Eye gonna burn.
How do you? Wouldn't you double check you're at the right address?
Looks across the street and he's standing on his front porch going, Hey, what's happening?
Yeah.
All these
what are you doing over there?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Want to get away for a while?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's brutal. I still like the Russian reaction. This is bad. Yeah. East bad. Yeah. Okay.
Bad deal.
By the way, Chiefs have made it official. They have signed Carlos Dunlap. They have waived tight end Mark Vital.
Oh.
Oh, so we're not going to have basketball?
No more post-rebounders.
Nope. Was Vital just signed to play basketball in the locker room?
I think maybe so.
That, you know,
they needed a low post
game.
Score.
I don't think they'd want him playing basketball in the locker room.
I don't think so either. Peter, great talking to you, buddy.
Bye-bye,
have yourself a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Peter Yates, Enoch, Todd Lebo with us. We'll take a break. Blair Kirkhoff coming up next. We're live at Hen House here at 119th and Metcalf.
All right, these two franchises are the only two to each have a perfect game against the other. Who are they? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.